paragraph Gimel. Ki pigam hagaiva hu pigam adas, pigam niuf. Rav Nosenzal says, because when a Jew has the wrong kind of arrogance and pride, that's a defect in the brain. That's associated with sins in pigam abris, sins with women. Sheze biatzmoi pigam kilayim shel tzemer ufishtim, which is the same sin as kilayim, which is uniting two things that shouldn't be brought together. So, machma she'ein beinayim hachro, because we don't have a proper way of combining them. We're not able to bring a unity between them. Ki ikar of hagayvo v'hesparus ein roi kim loy levato yisporah. Because true glory and pride is only appropriate by Hashem. Ve'etzlo yisbora kaviochel hagaiva v'hanovo heim achdus mamish. And by Hashem, pride and humility are one and the same. They're literally one. Ki bimkoim gedulosoi shomata moitzvan sanusoi. Because as the Gemara says in Megillah, daf lamed aleph, by Hashem, where you see Hashem's greatness, you see Hashem's modesty and humility. By Hashem, greatness and humility are one. V'ze b'chinas klolius hagavnin. This is the concept of the combination of colors, bringing all the colors together. Shekol hagavnin nichlolin yachad, all the different colors merge together to become one. V'nase mishinui hagavnin b'chinus achdus. And from different colors, from two things that are opposites, pride and humility are sort of opposites. And yet by Hashem, they become one. Ki habrio hi bechinas yesh me'ayim. Now Rav Nosenzal explains. Because the creation was something from nothing. Hashem created something. The world that we know, the physical world, the universe, is a concept of yesh. It's something, it's physical, it's tangible, which was created from complete nothingness, ayin. V'zeh b'chinas gaiva v'anova. This is an example of pride and humility. Ki gaiva hu b'chinas yeshus. Because all the Sfarim tell us that gaiva, when a person is arrogant, he has the wrong kind of pride. It means, I am a somebody. You don't tell me, you can't tell me anything. You know who I am? I'm somebody. I'm somebody important. I'm somebody special. That's yeshus. Shenechshav biatzmoy leyesh. Where a person considers himself a somebody, a something. Sheze ikar hagaiva. That's the essence of gaiva. That's what gaiva is all about. Where a person says, well, you can't, don't push me. What do you think, I'm a piece of garbage? What do you think, I am nothing? You think I'm nothing? You think nothing of me? You know who I'm somebody. I'll tell you who I am. I'm everybody. I'm everything. I know everything. I am everything. I have everything. A wealthy person, because he has so much, that gives him pride. You know, the wrong kind of pride, chas v'shalom, sometimes. So gaiva is all about yeshus, aval anova hu bechinas ayin mamish. Whereas humility is nothing. Person says, I am nothing. Like we had in this past week's parsha, in Parshas Yisroi, Moshe Rabbeinu said twice, v'nachnu mo. We, what are we? We're nothing. V'ashem yisborach b'shas habriyo nislabesh b'geyus kavyochol. Hashem, who was originally nothingness, Ein Sof, infinite Ayin, when he decided to create, when he made creation, when he created the world, Kaviyochel Hashem clothed himself in something, in Yesh, in Yeshus, in Gaiva. Shezeh b'chinas b'riyas olam kanal. That's the concept of the creation of the world. It went from Yesh to Ayin. Kaviyochel, it's as if, on a spiritual level, we'd say before creation, it was just Hashem with no clothes. When Hashem created, Kaviyochel Hashem put on garments. What are the garments of Hashem? The different worlds, all the different things in creation. They are all clothing, garments of Hashem. where Kaviochel Hashem is hidden inside of him. We look at a tree, a fruit, an apple. What is it? It's a garment. It's a garment for Hashem's light that's found inside of it. The essence of it is Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas Hashem Moloch Geus Lovish. And this is the true interpretation of this pasuk. Hashem is king. He clothed himself in geus. Ki habriya bichlal hi bechinas levusha yisborach. Because the entire creation is Hashem's garment. Vehu bechinas geus, bechinas yesh kanal. And that's this concept, that's the pride, that's the yeshus, the somethingness. Aval et, okay, so he said, Hashem before creation, there was ayin, there was nothing. After creation, there was yeshus. The creation itself, the world, and all the different worlds are referred to as yeshus. And Hashem is inside of the creation. So where is he? The answer is, he's inside. He's covered by, the creation is a covering for Hashem. If we peel off the covering, we see Hashem inside. When a person looks at anything in this world, we look at a person. Anything good about the person is the Hashem inside the person, the soul inside. That's the Hashem, that's the Ayin, and it's covered with a Yesh. It's covered with bones and flesh and all kinds of things. That's the Yeshus covering the Ayin. Aval etzlo yisborach, however, when we're dealing with Hashem, achar abriya v'koydem abriya kulo echad. After creation and before creation are all the same. Hashem doesn't change. Hashem didn't change and doesn't change. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Hashem echod u'shemoy echod. V'yalkein, hagayva v'hoanova kulo echad. And therefore, by Hashem, pride and humility are the same. They're one. Bechinas bimkoim gidulosoi, shom atamoitzian v'sanusoi. As the Gemara says, where you find Hashem's greatness, you find his humility. By Hashem, it's no contradiction. They're not opposites. They're one. V'zeh biatzmoi. By a person, you would think, you can't be both. You can't be very proud and very humble. It's a contradiction. By Hashem, it's not a contradiction. And by the great tzaddikim, it's not a contradiction. Rabbi Nezal writes that we find, the Gemara says, that a rabbi once stood up and said that from the time that this and this rabbi passed away, there is no more humility in the world. The Gemara says another rabbi stood up and said, don't say that, I'm here. And if I'm here, it means there is real humility. Most people would read that and smile and think it sounds funny. It's not funny at all. It's in the Torah, and the Torah is the book of truth. So the Torah writes that, it means this was the whole truth, nothing but the truth. That this rabbi was so humble that he could say, I am humble, and mean it. And it was 100% true. He didn't feel any wrong kind of pride. He didn't have any sense of pride that's associated with the Sitra Achra, anything negative whatsoever. He retained 100% humility. If, just like Moshe Rabbeinu wrote in the Torah, V'ho'ish Moshe Onav Moed Mikol Adam, the man Moshe Rabbeinu was the most humble person, and that statement remained true even after he wrote it. So, if he's talking about it, then obviously he's not. No, obviously he is. Because by Hashem, by the true tzaddikim, there's no contradiction between pride. I'm proud to be humble. This is my glory. My glory is my humility, and it's no contradiction. V'zeh, meaning, for example, a perfect example of it. Rabbi Nezal, in the story of the Chacham and the Tam, the wise man and the simpleton, he shows that's an example of gaiva and anova. The simpleton was the epitome of humility. He didn't consider himself anything. When his wife tried to tell him, what do you mean, how come the other guy makes more money than you? He looked at her, what in the world does that have to do with me? Well, I care. It bothers me if somebody else has more than me. That's the epitome of humility. In other words, a person knows, I don't deserve it. Could be he deserves more than me. You know, that's no question why I have less. I am less. I'm a little guy. I'm a little guy, so therefore I don't, you know, nobody owes me anything or anything. That was the tam. The chacham couldn't get enough of anything. The minute he acquired one type of knowledge, he needed more now, more, 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 always trying to amass more knowledge, more wealth. And Rabbi Nizal describes him that he couldn't talk to anybody. Because of his arrogance, everybody was zero to him. Everybody was a nobody and a nothing to him. And he only saw the faults in everybody, couldn't communicate it with anybody. Whereas the Torah shows us in this past week's parsha, we had Moshe Rabbeinu meeting Yisroi. The person with the greatest faith, the Torah says about Moshe Rabbeinu, Bechol Beisi Ne'emonhu. Hashem says he is the epitome of emunah. He's the epitome of holiness. He is everything good in religion, is Moshe Rabbeinu. Yisroi is the exact opposite. The parasha starts off by describing Yisroi, that Yisroi said Hashem is greater than all the idols, because he was a mumcha, he was a connoisseur. He worshipped every idol, all the different idols. And the Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu kissed him, Vayishalu Ishla Reyo L'Sholim, that Moshe Rabbeinu greeted him. The Pesach says actually, Vayishak, and the Torah, the Rashi HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, who kissed who? So Rashi says, it says Ish. Ish is Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu kissed Yisroi, he was able to talk to him. That shows that Moshe Rabbeinu, with his all that greatness, didn't contradict in any way his humility. That he considered himself less than Yisroi, less than everybody. I'm the small. I'm the biggest. Why might Hashem said I'm the biggest, and I'm also the smallest. I know exactly who I am, and we have this by the great tzaddikim. We find the Arizal, his closest student, the one who was responsible for writing all of his teachings, Reb Chaim Vitalzal. When he came to the Arizal told him, the Arizal stood up for him. And he looked at, this is absurd, ridiculous. And the Arizal told him, I'm not standing up for you, I'm standing up for this and this Tana whose soul is in you at this point. And the Arizal told him that he comes from Rabbi Akiva and therefore he has unbelievable opportunity, he has unbelievable potential to reach heights like nobody else, etc. And yet, in the Shvoch Yarizal, it writes that Reb Chaim Vitalzal was the epitome of humility, that no matter what the Arizal told him, it didn't affect him whatsoever. He still looked at himself as being the lowest of the low, the smallest of the smallest. Reb Nosson Zal once saw this sefer, Shvoch Yarizal, by Rabbeinu Zal. And in those days, even today, it's not a sefer that you find in all the Sfarim stores. It's not on the number one bestsellers list. You have to search in different Sfarim stores to find this book, the Shvoch Yarizal. So Reb Nosson Zal saw Rabbeinu Zal had it. He asked him if he could borrow it. And Rabbeinu Zal said, sure. He lent it to him. And afterwards, when he returned it, meaning he had read it through, Rabbeinu Zal asked him, what affected you the most? He said, what affected me the most was Reb Chaim Vitalzal's humility. That's what impressed him the most. How even after the Arizal praised him, he still considered himself nothing, nobody, the smallest. Rabbeinu Zal said, that's what I wanted. That's what I wanted you to take out of that sefer. That's the most important item in that sefer. So we see that by Hashem and by the great tzaddikim, it's no contradiction for them to know who they are, to know really how great they are and everything, and at the same time, give all the credit to Hashem. Anything good that I have, my knowledge, my purity, my success against the Yetzer Hara, it's not my success. Hashem helped me defeat the Yetzer Hara. It's all Hashem. Nothing. I don't take anything for myself. And this is the whole concept of the merging together of the different colors. That the different colors the different qualities all come together and combine to form a oneness. Ki hagavnin bechlolom heim bechinas chesed v'din. Because all the different colors are referred to basically, when we bring them down to the most basic basics, they're referred to as chesed and din, white versus red. Those are the two major categories within colors, white and red. And everything else is some kind of a combination or some kind of a variation of those two. Sheheim nimshochem mibchinas koidem abriya v'achar abriya. And these two, white and red, their origin comes from before creation versus after creation. Ki koidem abriya, because before creation, when there was only Hashem, and there was only infinity, no boundaries at all, no tzimtzumim at all, no constrictions, kuloi toi v'chesed. All that existed at that point was goodness and kindness. V'achar abriya, after Hashem created, once Hashem created all the different worlds with all of their boundaries and all of their constrictions and everything, mishom achizas hadin. That's when the Midas Hadin started to come into effect. The whole concept of constriction, boundaries, limitations. Ukishenichlal yachad, achar abriya bekoidem abriya, and when these two come together, when before creation and after creation combine, sheze bechinas klolius gaiva digdusha ba'anova, that's the concept of the uniting, the unity between humility, ayin, before creation, coming together with yeshus, creation, gaiva, ze bechinas klolius hadin bachesed. That's the concept of the merging together of din into chesed. Vazai kol hagavnin heim achdus poshut kavyachol. And then all the different colors, which are included in these two major categories, the white and the red, the chesed and din, all of them are coming together, all of them are becoming one, kavyachol. V'ze bechinas levushe gaivo v'hisparus shel Hashem Yisborach kavyachol. This is the clothing, Hashem's clothing. This is Hashem's garment. Shehem klulim mikol hagavnin kavyachol, which are a combination of all the different colors. Shekol hagavnin nichlolim biyachad, where in Hashem, all the different colors are one. Chesed and din by Hashem are not two different things. It's all part of a oneness. Bebechinas achdus mamish. Avolamata, whereas when you go down below into the physical world, kishein hachro, when there isn't a proper union, a proper compromise, a perfect mix, kishaloiv shim tzemer upishtem, when we wear wool and linen, nasem achloikis, it brings about conflict. There's a clash. We talk about colors clashing. Vazai nase gaiva mamish chas v'shon. And then the garment becomes actual gaiva chas v'shalom. Ki ikar ha-gaiva kishe'ei nichlal chas v'shalom ha-yesh ba'ayin. Because what is gaiva all about? When the yesh does not merge with the ayin. When the yesh thinks it's a somebody, a something. V'nidme lo'i lo'odam al'atzmoy shehu yesh mamish chas v'shalom. The person starts actually thinking and believing that he is a somebody, he is a something. Sheze ikar hagaiva. That's the definition of gaiva. Kishein mevatel ha'odom kol yeshusoi. When a person doesn't negate and nullify all of his somethingness, everything he has, sheyenichlal b'ayin, to plug it into ayin. What is ayin? Hashem. To plug it into Hashem. Shal yidei ze lefi bichinosoi nichlal achar abriya shubichinas yesh bekoidem abriya shubichinas ayin. When a Jew is zoche to do that, when a Jew gives Hashem full credit for everything he has, person goes into his, I'm going into my house, I'm opening my refrigerator, I'm taking out my apple, and I'm taking a bite out of it. And right before I take a bite out of it, I make it perfectly clear to me and to everybody else that's there that you know whose this is? It is not mine. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Borei Pri Haaretz. I'm declaring that nobody should be confused, not me or anybody else. I'm making it perfectly clear that this apple, which is my apple in my refrigerator, in my house, is Hashem's. So what happens? It means that I and my house and my refrigerator and the apple are all part of Hashem. I'm taking all of this yeshus. Me, I'm a somebody. I'm flesh and blood. I'm physical. I'm 6 feet tall, 800 pounds, you know, who I am. And the house, you know how much money I put into this house? You know how hard I worked to build it, to get this house? And the fridge and all the my, I'm making it perfectly clear that it's not my, it's his. It's all Hashem's. So Rav Nosson Zal says, when a Jew does that, he is participating in taking Achar HaBriya and merging it into Koidim HaBriya, in taking the Yeshus and plugging it back into the Ayin. Whereas when a person has gaiva, who mafrid chas v'shalom hayesh me'ayin, then he's detaching, he's disconnecting the yesh from the ayin. He's saying this isn't Hashem's. Hashem's up there 6 trillion miles away minding his own business, hopefully. Right here, I'm boss. I'll say what happens in this house. Don't touch that apple unless I give it to you, and I, etc. Vazai Ein shalom chas v'shalom ben chesed v'din. And when the yesh and ayin are not united, then there's no peace between the chesed and the din. Sheze b'chinas tzemer u'pishtim, which is the wool and the linen. Nimtza she'tzemer u'pishtim. So therefore, the wool and the linen, she'im b'chinas chesed v'din, k'she'ein b'neim hachro chas shalom, when there isn't a perfect union between them, Ayde pigam levishas kilayim, through the act, the sin of wearing kilayim sheloi b'mkoy mitzvah tzitzis, not within the mitzvah, zehu biatzmei b'chinas pigam hagaiva. That is what gaiva is all about. We said just like gaiva is separating the yesh from the ayin, kilayim is where you have yesh and ayin, and they're separate. You put them next to each other, but they're not uniting. They're remaining separate. They're in conflict with each other. She'ikar ha-pegam hu she'mafrit chas-shom ha-yesh mi'ayin kavihu. The main sin of gaiva is that you're separating the yesh from the ayin. You're saying that the yesh doesn't belong to the ayin. The ayin has chas-shom. V'zeh bi'atzmoy pegam adas, pegam abris. And that's what Pigam Adas is all about, when the Chesed and Gvura are separated. They're not working together. When a person is acting, a person acts in anger, it means he's acting with din. He didn't temper it with the Chesed the way he was supposed to. When a person overreacts in kindness, then he didn't mix together the din properly. True Das is when you combine both perfectly, when the right and left are working together in tandem, in unity. That's true Das, and that's Tikkun HaBris. Tikkun HaBris is not living in a monastery alone by yourself. Tikkun HaBris is husband and wife, but with Shalom, with perfect Shalom and Ahava, uniting, being able to unite together. V'hovein heitev. Rav Nosson says, understand this well, because he's speaking on a high level here. He's speaking in spiritual terms. Ki kol ze boror lemeivin. Because all of this is clear to those who know, to those who are familiar with Kabbalah, with Chassidus, with the kind of terminology that's used there, all of this, they're used to hearing this terminology. Before creation, after creation, yesh and ayin, chesed and gvura, klolius hagavnin, rak bimkoy mitzvah sitzes, shehim tikkun abris tikkun adas, oz muter kilayim. However, within the framework of the mitzvah tzitzis, which is Tikkun HaBris, Tikkun HaDas, as Rabbeinu Zal shows in a few chapters in Likutim Ram, he shows how tzitzis is Shmiras HaBris, tzitzis is the tikkun for the das. There, the kilayim is permissible. Kioz ayde Tikkun HaDas nase achtus bein tzemer u'pishtim. Because of the fact that the das is perfect there, the wool and linen unite. They're not two different things. They become literally one. V'nizbatel hagayva de sitra achra. and thereby the gaiva of the sitrachra is eliminated, v'nechleles hagaiva d'kedusha banova, and the pride in this multicolor, in these different colors being put together, merges together with humility. It's a holy pride. It's not an unholy pride. Shezeh b'chinas tikkun hadas, tikkun habris, v'nechlolin kol agav n'yachad, and all the colors merge together, b'chinas achdus, in oneness, b'chinas Hashem echod u'shmo echod. Baruch Hashem li'olam, amen v'amen.